This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 489 for Tuesday, July 23rd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market on Tuesday morning is adding onto Monday's gains while showing independent strength. Chicago soybean is steady, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are down. Crude oil is also declining due to lower demand from China. The Canadian dollar is down less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The Bank of Canada is largely expected to cut its key interest rate on Wednesday. The November canola contract is up $4.90 per ton at $678 even. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are gaining ground, while wheat is mixed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported the U.S. corn crop to be 67% good to excellent during the week ended July 21st, down 1 point from the week before, but 5 points above the five-year average. 61% of the crop was silking, 5 points above average, while 17% was in the dough stage, 6 points ahead of normal. The USDA reported this morning private exporters purchased 200,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations for the 2024-25 marketing year. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier raised his U.S. corn yield estimate by 1.5 bushels per acre at 181.5, increasing production to 14.97 billion bushels. The Mars Agricultural Service cut its yield estimate for European Union corn down to 7.24 tons per hectare, down 4% from last year due to hot temperatures. AgRural said Brazil's Safrinha corn harvest was 83% complete as of July 18th, compared to 47% last year. The September corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.04. Soybean conditions in the U.S. were unchanged at 68% good to excellent, 9 points above average. Meanwhile, 65% of the crop was blooming and 29% were setting pods, both 5 points ahead of normal. Cordonnier left his forecast unchanged for U.S. soybeans at 52% bushels per acre and 4.39 billion bushels. Oil World raised its global soy meal production estimate by 1.7 million tons to a record 269 million. The November soybean contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.77. U.S. spring wheat conditions were unchanged at 77% good to excellent, the third best rating since 1999. 89% of the crop was headed, 1 point below average. For U.S. winter wheat, 76% of the crop was harvested as of July 21st, 4 points ahead of normal. Mars kept its EU soft wheat yield virtually unchanged at 5.87 tons per hectare, compared to 5.81 last year. Kazakhstan lowered its 2024 wheat area by 1.11 million acres at 58.81 million. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.47. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.74. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.27. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, July 23rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.